Hey, look at this stunning futuristic interior. It's a long studio room with a low ceiling, white walls, and windows overlooking the forest. And there's also a large panoramic window in the corner. You can easily invite hundreds of guests here, and they will all be impressed. So what? Would you like to buy or rent this spot? Oh, there's another minor nuance. This house is an airplane. Unfortunately, you can only fly somewhere on it if you invest a couple of million dollars for repairs, but it's possible to live here. A resident of Oregon, Bruce Campbell, created this place. He turned a giant Boeing 727 into his home, where he spends about 6 months every year. Bruce installed two bathrooms and a shower, made a kitchen, and equipped this place with electricity. It has everything you need for a comfortable stay. But the most incredible thing is that you can create precisely the same house. To understand how to do this, let's look at Bruce's story. As a teenager, he was watching TV when he saw a report of an aircraft boneyard. These iron birds amazed him and inspired him to create a new home. Growing up, Bruce began to study electrical engineering and always remembered his teenage dream. In the 70s, he bought 10 acres of land in the woods near the town of Hillsboro, Oregon. This area is approximately equal to 8 football fields. After that, he began to look for a plane. In 1999, he hired a rescue company to help him find a Boeing. Soon, they found a 200-seat passenger aircraft in Greece. Since the plane was already out of order and no one would fly it, Bruce bought it for little money. It was just $100,000. The amount is small, considering that a new Boeing costs about $100 million. Airport staff removed the engine and fuel from the plane, disassembled it, and sent it to Oregon. After the logistics problems were solved and the plane ended up in the woods, Bruce began to turn it into a house. The repair work lasted several years. When everything was ready, the media found out about Bruce and made him a celebrity. He showed that even such gigantic things as an airplane could be recycled. Bruce invites anyone to his house to show that airplanes can be used for cheap housing. The advantages of such a house are that the airplane's outer layer can protect from cold, moisture, wind, and sun. Every year in the US, several hundred aircraft break down. People transport them to the aircraft boneyard, where these planes are waiting for repairs or turning into scrap metal. And many of them are in good condition. Another unusual house is located in Tokyo, Japan. It's definitely not your choice if you go to relax alone or think that home is a place where no one can bother you. Welcome to the Transparent House. It looks pretty stylish. There are huge panoramic windows without curtains and no walls and doors between the rooms. There are a bunch of large shelves and ladders inside. You can climb, jump, and hang here. The height of the house is 3 floors. It looks like a modern urban treehouse. This place is open to everyone. And now, take a look at the most fantastic treehouse. Can you see it? No. No wonder. This house is almost invisible in the forest because of its mirrored surface. It's called Mirror Tree House and is located in Sweden. At night with the lights off, this small building completely merges with nature. Now turn on the lights in the windows and take a closer look. This is a stylish and modern building where anyone can spend the night. You need to pay for it though, because it's a hotel. Here's another treehouse. More precisely, it's a huge building built on several trees. It's called Minister's Treehouse and is located in Crossville, Tennessee. It's considered to be the biggest treehouse in the world. It's built from recycled wood. It occupies almost 5 floors in height and has several rooms. If elves lived in the forest, then this house would be their bank or the administration of the woods. Let's get down from the trees to the ground, more precisely, under the ground. It's not even a house, but a small town. And every building here is pretty unusual. You won't see this town from the outside. All houses, cafes, post offices, and other buildings are located in the pits from which pipes protrude, releasing steam. Welcome to Coober Pedy, Australia. Enter any house and see that there is ground instead of the usual walls and wallpaper. Such unusual architecture is because this place is the world's largest reserve of opal. Most of these minerals, which are sold all over the world, are mined in this city. Opal was first found in these lands in 1915. Since then, people have been coming here to search for precious stones. There are no mining companies here because it's impossible to determine large deposits of opal with the help of technology. Therefore, people mine it manually with picks and shovels. This work is quite long and difficult. So, the town residents rent a place where they dig and build a house. Spread your arms in different directions. That's the width of our next house. The distance from one wall to the other is less than the length of your body. It looks tiny, but people are happy to live here. Welcome to the Kuret House. The narrowest house in the world is located in Poland. On the streets of Warsaw, you will easily notice it. It's like it's stuck between two buildings. Everything is pretty cute and stylish inside. The white interior adds a feeling of extra space. The Kuret House serves as a transit point for travel writers. If you're working on a book, this place will be a great source of inspiration for you. This house looks like something from another planet. It's called Robert Bruno's Steel House. It stands on four legs, has a strangely shaped window, and is made of metal. This strange house is located in Ransom Canyon, Texas. This is the creation of the sculptor Robert Bruno. He built it from the 70s until 2008. He used about 150 tons of blackened steel and made every detail by hand. Unfortunately, the sculptor passed away before he could complete his masterpiece. There's a toilet house in South Korea, close to Seoul. This big building looks like a giant toilet bowl. It's made of steel, white concrete, and glass. The purpose of this house is to promote the hygiene and sanitation of toilets. Many diseases are spread because of poor cleaning. Inside the toilet, you will find two guest rooms, two bedrooms, and three bathrooms. And to rent the whole building, you need to pay about $50,000. Looking at this house in one of the alleys of London, it may seem to you that the building is about to fall apart. The house was built in the 16th century and originally didn't look like this. But in 1687, the city council ordered the demolition of the building to free space for something else. The house was almost destroyed, but its owner sued the city council. He won the case and the council was obliged to restore the house. But they did it in a hurry, using cheap materials. For many years, the wood has been bending and the house has got such an unusual shape. Let's end our realtor's journey with this fun house. People who love skateboarding will be delighted to visit this place. Welcome to Skateboard House Malibu, California. You don't leave your home to start riding. The whole house has a circular curved shape and there's no corners in it. There are beds and tables here, which you can also use for tricks.
That's it for today. So hey, if you pacified your curiosity, then give the video a like and share it with your friends. Or if you want more, just click on these videos and stay on the bright side.